Orbital Decay of Double White Dwarfs, Beyond Gravitational Wave Radiation Effects, by G.A. Carvalho et al. The traditional description of the orbital evolution of compact object binaries, like double white dwarfs, DWDs, assumes that the system is driven only by gravitational wave, GW, radiation. However, the high magnetic fields with intensities of up to gigagauss measured in WDs alert a potential role of the electromagnetic, M, emission in the evolution of DWDs. We evaluate the orbital dynamics of DWDs under the effects of GW radiation, tidal synchronization, and M emission by a unipolar inductor generated by the magnetic primary and the relative motion of the non-magnetic secondary. We show that the M emission can affect the orbital dynamics for magnetic fields larger than megagauss. We applied the model to two known DWDs, SDSSJ0651 plus 2844 and ZTFJ1539 plus 5027, for which the GW radiation alone does not fully account for the measured orbital decay rate. We obtain upper limits to the primary's magnetic field strength, over which the M emission causes an orbital decay faster than observed. The contribution of tidal locking and the M emission is comparable, and together they can contribute up to 20% to the measured orbital decay rate. We show that the gravitational waveform for a DWD modeled as purely driven by GWs and including tidal interactions and M emission can have large relative dephasing detectable in the MHZ regime of frequencies relevant for space-based detectors like LISA. Therefore, including physics besides GW radiation in the waveform templates is essential to calibrate the GW detectors using known sources, e.g., ZTFJ1539 plus 5027, and to infer binary parameters. This was Orbital Decay of Double White Dwarfs, Beyond Gravitational Wave Radiation Effects, by G.A. Carvalho et al.